Welcome to the Bro Detection Hotline. I'm here with your host, Mikey, and me. Unfortunately, Jesse is hopefully a little bit late. Hopefully, he'll be able to join us later in the recording. So, Mikey, what did you want to talk about?
So I do have some good topics for today. I'm gonna save one of them just in case Jesse does come.
Okay.
But one of them is sort of like what do you think about, like, okay, when there's a couple and they break up, how do you, like, do you think they could still be friends? Or would you go your separate ways?
Well, that all depends. Like, were they great friends before, and but the relationship was just awkward, but they talked a lot while they were friends? Or what's the context here?
Well, you, I can't believe I'm saying this, but you, out of me and Jesse, you actually have a girlfriend. So out of out of everything you guys have been through since the time you guys been together, and you guys all of a sudden break up, do you guys think you would still be able to be friends? Or
Depends on how bad the breakup was. Like, if we got into a very, very bad argument, it's a big possibility that we will not talk to each other ever again. However, if it's like a mutual kind of breakup, I feel like me and her could still be friends. Like, we could still talk. But if,
What do you think about, like, what's your opinion on when a couple, like, not you, but like, let's say a couple breaks up and they, like, once they break up, they, like, immediately hate that person? Like, what's your opinion on that?
Oof, jeez. Like, they hate each other?
Like, it's a relationship. They love each other or whatever, they break up and they immediately hate each other. Like, do you think that's, or
It's a mutual breakup, why? Why hate each other? What's the point? What's that gonna solve?
that's true? 'Cause, like, obviously there's a lot of people that get into relationships early or later, whatever. But it's
Not knowing what to do.
mostly young people, like teenagers, like me and you and stuff.
Yikes.
Like I've seen it multiple times. I don't know if you've seen it, but when there's a couple and they break up, they, like, immediately hate each other's guts.
Yes, I have seen that multiple times.
Like.
It was okay, so I overheard this. I'm not gonna say
Yeah.
names, but I overheard this one girl going like, "Oh, it was a mutual breakup, but I feel like I broke up with him." And it's just, if it's mutual, how do you feel that you broke up with him?
Well, it's like I see it as whoever lost feelings first.
I guess that's true. But the thing I
It
hate,
could be
because
mutual because someone can lose feelings for that person, but that person does, like, wouldn't want to be in a relationship where it's only like a sending relationship and not a receiving as well. So, like, if someone likes the other person, but the other person doesn't feel the same anymore, that could be bad. So then they would agree, like, yeah. Like, it's not best for us to be in a relationship then.
That's true. But, like, 'cause I have a few people, not a lot, but I have a few people that like to come up to me to advice. But most of the time it's, "Oh, how do I deal with a breakup?" And I'm just like, I'm not getting involved in this because it's just silly.
I think all
It's like
evolves, or like it all has to like involve how you feel. Because if you aren't happy, it's not going to be, it can't work out. It could, but it literally all depends on how that person feels.
Yeah, yes, that's true. But giving advice on love is very difficult because there's no, to me personally, it's like mixed. There is a right and wrong answer, but at the same time, there kind of
everyone
isn't.
Everyone loves differently, obviously. So, kind of hard to give it.
But me, I never grew up in a really affectionate household. So, I never really know how to be that truly affectionate towards other people because I never grew up in that kind of household. And it's sometimes really difficult for me to show affection. But I show affection in my own way, but it may not seem like I'm showing affection at all towards other people.
Yeah, I can understand that because, like, I'm like sort of in like same, but like, I only get into relationships when I trust the person. Because if I can trust you,
like, would you?
Like,
oh, whoa, I don't, where is this going?
What do you mean?
Nothing, never mind. Just keep going.
Because I've been into relationships where I completely hated them. But I've also been into relationships that I've liked being in. But most of them,
why would you be in a relationship with someone you hate?
It wasn't mostly like hate. I'm not gonna in sixth okay, I was in sixth grade. I'm like fucking 10 or 9, right? I just moved here. I'm not gonna say names. I just moved here. A lot of people would know though. And I go to the school and I find out, like, not immediately, but like sort of early, like beginning of the school year, I found out that this, excuse me, other girl likes me.
Right.
Trying to be nice. I'm like, oh, yeah, me too. I like you too. Sure. Because I can't really deal with, like, saying, like, no. Because I'm being mean. Especially, like, I'm extremely new. And it's, like, early in the year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that relationship was like a living hell. There was plenty of drama. The person I was in the relationship with, literally abused me. Like, not even joking.
Like physically?
Literally physically.
Oh my God.
I'm like 10, so I'm like, I'm not like manly enough to be like, no, don't do that. Don't kick me in the balls. I also like, I did like try to avoid it. Like, I didn't like just openly like opened my legs and manspread it and go, okay, kick me. Like, I didn't do that.
Yeah, like that one time you and a couple other guys hugged me down and threw an apple at my balls.
Okay. You want to talk about that? You know what? Let's talk about that.
Yes, yeah, so, let's talk about that. First of all, you knew what was coming when we were playing.
Nutball. Okay.
Nutball. You knew what was coming. No, shut up and listen here, young. You knew what was coming. You knew you were going to get hit in the balls.
Okay, listen. Just to give context, Nutball is this game only men can play. So, ladies, move aside. But it's a game where you sit on the floor, and it's a two-person game. One person sits on one side, has their legs in a V shape, and it's literally the same on the other side. So it's like it makes a diamond shape. You have,
unless you're a girl. Well, hang on. Unless girls can somehow play it if they play with dildos and throw it hard enough.
Hurt them. They're anyway, gonna enjoy that.
That's true. Never mind.
So this is a painful game. If you're a guy, I think you know what's coming. Basically, you get a ball. You get a ball. I'm doing quotes. It's supposed to be a bottle, but anyways, we found an apple, so we use that. We're in class. We do the diamond shape, and what you have to do is roll the apple or the ball, and you try to hit the other person in the nuts. We did this.
But Mikey was a little pussy, and he was going, okay, do it really, listen, do it really slow, I was doing it slow, and then you rolled it as hard as you could, so I rolled it as hard as I could back, and you're like, I'm going to get you
twice.
Back next
I took
time.
It twice. We played in...
You took it four times.
We played in math, and you, like, we were going on for a good time. You throw it, you hit me in my... In my lefty, okay? And wait, was that? Oh, yeah, that was. You hit me in my lefty one time. I'm like, oh, okay, fine, that fucking hurts. So I throw it back. You hit me again. You hit me in the same lefty one. And I'm like, fuck that. That fucking hurts. And I'm in pain, right? It's fifth period. We're in totally different classrooms. But then it comes to sixth period. We're in bio. It's the end of the most, like, close to the end of the period. Me and Kobe are back to playing because we found an apple instead. So we use that. Cody hits me. We play a good time as well. He hits me again. But, like, this time it really fucking hurt. Like, really fucking hurt. So.
You feel like you throw up?
I didn't feel like I throw up. It just, like, you, like, even after you get hit, you feel the pain. You know what I mean, because we did it to you back. Basically,
and I was
basically, I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to get, like, I have to hit you hard. Because, like, I wasn't hitting him that hard. So,
you hit me once. That was pretty hard. But that was just one time. And I got,
like,
you four other times.
Excruciating pain. So, we decided, like, you also agreed, by the way. You did agree to letting
I oh my gosh, why did I? But that was only because I'm one of those people that can't say no.
Yes, fine.
I feel like I'm too nice to say
if the roles were switched and I hit you really hard, I would definitely, like, allow you to hit me once. Because I hit you once, but basically you agreed to letting me hit you with an apple in the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I was so scared. I wouldn't let Mikey do it. And it got to the point where our biology teacher kicked us out of the class
so Mikey
could do it. I was literally sitting there. I couldn't sit still. Mikey would wind his arm up. And then I would close my legs immediately because I was so scared.
You're skipping some good parts, okay? First of all, teacher sent you out, and I like was at the door, and I opened it. I'm like, I'm gonna walk out, and I'm gonna hit you with the apple, because I gave you two options. I said, I either hit you outside where no one can see you, but no one's gonna help you, or it's inside where everyone can see you. But, like, people can help you. But so
no one
you
would
chose
have
the outside route. So I'm like, okay, wait for me outside. I go outside. Literally, no one's out there. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give you some time. I'm going to go get water. By the time I get back, you're getting hit in the balls. I'm taking my sweet old time. And, like, I'm like, laughing, like, so diabolical.
I was left in suspense. I was literally sitting there jumping up and down, like, okay, Cody, you can do this. You can do this.
To go to the, like, to the bathroom where the water fountains are. And then, like, I just get this evil laugh. I'm like, oh, God, dude, I'm so fucking evil. I get my water. I'm going back up, and like before I get to you, I go, Cody, your time's up.
I literally looked over in that direction. I was like, oh, God, this is how I die. Eyes open wide. I was petrified. I was so scared because I do not like pain. And the fact of getting hit in the balls is just a big no-no for me.
You could imagine me. I got hit like 4 times really hard. So I get
there,
and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do it. And he goes, and he like keeps flinching because obviously no one's willingly going like, okay, fine, hit me in the balls. So I'm like, are you going to let me do it? And he goes, yeah, sure, do it. And he's laying down, and I like wind my arm backwards, and he like goes, no, please. So like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going back inside, and I'm going to try to get people to come outside to hold you down.
I was scared to I was going to go inside, but I thought you were going to wait by the door, apple in hand, and you're going to bop me right in the balls as soon as I walk.
No, so I think then a couple of other friends go outside and, like, hold you down. But, like, you were just screaming so loud. And since, like, it's outside and it's really echoey because, like, we're in, like, sort of a little underway. And so, like, him just yelling, I'm like, no, dude, you're going to get us fucking caught. So I tell everyone to go back inside. And it's literally minutes before the bell rings. Like, school's over. Everyone, like, holds him down. Like, someone's holding down his arms. 2 people are holding down his legs. I didn't even hit you that hard, by the way. I could have done it so much harder. So I wind my arm back, and I, like, Pokemon ball throw it right at him. And it hits him like score, and then
like square, like right bullseye right smack dab, and I was in excruciating pain. And Mikey the whole time was standing over me going like, oh, you know how it feels now, don't you?
Because it fucking hurts, dude. You know it hurts. Every guy knows it hurts.
It hurts a lot. And
we're doing it with apples, so it's going to fucking hurt more. Anyways, so I do it, and the teacher, Miss Blank is shorter than me, right?
No.
Yeah, so I'm looking down at her, and she goes, why would you do that? Why would you do that? I don't know. Guess what he deserves, man? So he hit me. So I gotta hit him back. And the bell rings, and you like walk up to your girlfriend and you go, yeah, I let him hit me in the balls or something. Like, I don't know what you said. You said something like that.
That's what I said. And then she was asking me all sorts of questions, going like, why? And I was like, because I told him he could. And I don't think I ever told her the full reason. I told her we were playing nutball, but I never. Yeah, I told her we were playing nutball, and I felt bad for you, so I decided to let you get some payback.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the story of nutball. I'm not playing that game again because it hurts. I'm calling myself a veteran in this
I'm
game.
Like losing my like my sanity over quarantine. So like maybe just there's a chance like when we come back, I'm like, okay, maybe I'll give it a shot again. I'll give it a shot at nutball. If you play me again, I really just want to go on until you get hurt.
What if you get
if
hurt?
If I get hurt, I'll call it even. I'll say you're the god, and I won't hit you back. That's a swear.
You swear that?
Swear that on water, dude.
Okay. Now, I feel like we should get on topic with quarantine. I hate it.
I hate it too. I actually miss school. I've never really hated school. I've
It's just the fact that the teachers
I,
made it
yeah, we talked
uninteresting.
about this a little bit on
And
the last one. I like school, but only because of the people. That's literally the only reason I like school.
yeah, that's the only reason. Because most people would rather stay at home. Pathetic introverts. Go outside. But yeah, I'm an extrovert. I like
so I'm
talking
like,
to people.
I don't want to like diagnose and be like, yeah, I'm introvert. I'm socially anxious. I'm like a mix of that, sort of. I enjoy talking to people like you and my friends and everyone. But like, if it's someone I don't know, and like, I'm not just gonna be like, oh, what's up, bro? I know you for sure, dog. Like, I'll talk to people I know and have like a history with. I'm not just gonna talk to someone I don't know. That's the only reason I like school, because I know people
Yeah.
there, and I.
That's also how you make other friends, though, by talking to other people. But what friends are you gonna make in this useless quarantine that no one needs? Literally, what is the point of this quarantine? Give me
Well,
one good
there's
reason
already
of why
some
it's
confirmed
good.
cases here in Yucca.
Exactly. But like I said before, the coronavirus is literally the flu. Even scientists have said it's just the flu. Nothing to freak out over. The paranoia about it is spreading faster than the virus itself. And it just baffles me that I think the coronavirus is not a big deal at all. Because I feel like I
I
could
do
fight it
agree
off easily.
that the media is like just blowing this out of proportion, but it's bad because even if it doesn't affect you, it can still spread to you, and you could spread it to other people. So like, you could like, let's say we still had school, you get coronavirus, right? You spread me. I spread it
Yes.
to five other kids. They spread it to their parents. They spread it to their grandparents. They die.
Well, that's another thing. I feel like the coronavirus is serious for some people, but for most of the other world population, which is mainly consisted of young kids and young adults, but coronavirus can be bad for, like, you know, infants and old people. And I feel like that part is serious, and that's the part that I think we should be cautious about the coronavirus. But other than that, the coronavirus is it's nothing bad, because it's also good because all the wildlife is kind of returning. And from what I've heard, don't know if it's true or not, the earth is a lot cleaner. Factories
Yeah,
are
and
being shut
China
down.
was like one of the most polluted places on earth. And when COVID-19 started, like pollute, like air pollution and everything, that like started to clear up.
Yeah, it was going. Everything, the earth is getting a lot cleaner. But then I'm like, huh, maybe this is true. But then there's a part where it also makes me don't care. The part that makes me don't care is when people put down, oh, the earth is a lot cleaner. We were the virus the whole time. That part is just, no, thank you. We were not the virus. Humans
I
can't be
think they mean
virus.
it as in like we're. I don't think they mean it like physically, like, oh, we're the virus. I think they mean it as we're the problem.
Well, I know that. Like, we were destroying
Yeah.
the earth. Like, I knew we were destroying the earth, but
it does matter, like, what we do, but eventually, years, like billions of years from now, the earth is going to die no matter what.
It's not even going to exist.
It's literally
It's
going to
just
get
going to
like
be gone.
consumed by the sun. But like, that could be a problem for the future. Like, right now, we obviously, like, must keep our home clean, because right now we don't have the technology to, like, immediately terraform other planets, or, like, we haven't found any other planets able to sustain life. So, like, this is basically like our one shot. We should keep it clean,
At redemption.
but climate change, that's always happening. The like it's just gonna happen.
Like, there's no way around it. There,
We
something's always
can
gonna pop
make it
up,
like live
and
for a bit
at some.
longer, but it's gonna happen no matter what.
Yeah, there's no way around it. Something's always going to pop up, a new virus, a new war, something. Something's always happening in the world. It's the world right now is silent. Just not really silent, but there's still people going out, but the whole world is right now is
It's
on
not that like you
lockdown.
can't, well, in some places it's like official. If you leave your house, you're getting arrested or something. But for some other places, you can go out and like go for a run. You just have to like take care and like try to stay 6 feet away from people and like wash your hands and all of that stuff.
Now, I'm going to get a po bit political here, but right now, I said this before, but they're actually releasing
Yeah.
actual criminals from jail to put people going outside their house into jail. So they're releasing actual criminals. And I heard what they're planning is to spread mass chaos, mass genocide. Just so they can enact their martial law. And right now, they're actually forcing people to not come out of their house without papers. And right now, they have military personnel in New York just to keep people from going out of their house. And I think they have been given access on shoot to kill because the president really can't do anything anymore. Because the thing that the president is usually allowed to do,
Well,
he
also
can't do
because
anymore. And
I'm not just saying this because I'm Mexican and the whole race thing against Donald Trump or whatever. He did act really slow on this whole situation. Like it could have been handled like this virus started back in like December. And
I heard about it
It
in
started in
January.
December, like a few cases like started to pop up. It's like just now like going up, and it's just gonna keep going up. But this could have like been handled like in January. Like it was handled really badly. And this whole thing could be over really soon, 'cause in China, there people are like starting like to be able to go out now without masks. Like all you really have to do is try not to like get into contact with anyone, like self-isolate yourself and like wash your hands and stuff, and just like, 'cause like that's the easiest way to spread the virus is like contact and stuff.
Yeah, social distancing. This is Jesus Christ. Distancing, I feel like is pretty critical. Not somewhat of a requirement, but not a big requirement. But I do feel like social distancing is needed.
Yeah, because that's basically the only way we're gonna get out of this before there's a vaccine, and the vaccine is gonna take so long, like at least
The
a year,
vaccine
at
doesn't
least.
mean it's a full cure because we're already born with something that fights off these kinds of things. Stage 4 cancer, you can live through that. However, there are some diseases that are lethal. There's no way around it. You're going to die. That's it. You go 6 feet under in the forever box. Might as well just die now. Yeah, we're already given something in our body that fights off these kinds of things. The vaccine doesn't fully mean it's a cure, but it's something that could help, like give you a boost to fight it off faster.
Yeah. Well, we talked a pretty good amount about this already, and we also talked about this in the last episode. So I want to switch topics to something that like recently happened. This is YouTube and like Twitch drama that I found out about
Oh.
recently. I wanted to save this for when Jesse arrived,
Don't think
but
it's gonna happen.
I don't. So, do you know who Call Me
Of
Carson is?
course I do.
Do you know who Fitz is?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, for the people that don't know who these guys are, Call Me Carson is he's a Twitch streamer, and he's the sad, crying guy with the Joe Swanson behind him. And Fitz is part of this YouTube group called The Misfits. They're all YouTubers. They make CS:GO videos. They play games. They have a podcast as well. But I found out about this recently, like today. Basically, Call Me Carson took a break off of everything, right? Social media and everything. Because he's dealing with depression and stuff. I don't know if you've heard
I have
about that,
not
but
heard about that, but I've heard something about him taking a break.
yeah, so he's taking a break because he just feels like mentally not okay. And today it was confirmed by him that his girlfriend cheated on him with Fitz. And they're both really good friends. They were like one of the best combos for YouTubers and like Twitch streamers.
Oh, that's really
So
sad.
yeah, someone on Reddit oh, I hope his girlfriend didn't cheat on him or anything. And he literally responded to that one saying, "Ding, ding, ding, we got a winner." And someone else commented something about that, like, "I hope it's not with him and Fitz," or like, "How could they do that to you?" Or like, "How did they not know that you're going through stuff right now?" And he commented, or he replied to them saying, "They both knew." So I want to get your opinion on that. What do you think?
I think, Jesus, I don't really know because I never knew about this until literally just now when you just told me. So I actually don't really know. I think it's really sad because they were a good combo. And the fact that it just got ruined like that, it's sad.
That's something to talk about. Do you think, let's say that happened to you, right? I'm not saying you and your girlfriend right now. Let's say you and a girlfriend, your girlfriend hooks up with one of your friends. Do you think you could forgive your friend?
Honestly, I'm not the type of person that would hold a grudge. However, I really don't know. I would have mixed feelings. I would feel really sad, really pissed. But at the same time, I would feel absolutely nothing because, like I said, I can't, it's hard for me to hold a grudge because, one of our friends in our group for PE pisses me off a lot. However, I can't just go up to him and say, I'm not talking to you again. We make up the next day and friends again. But however,
are you talking about boom boom boom
yes.
guy?
Okay. But my girlfriend ever hooked up with one of my other friends. I don't know what I would feel. I know I would feel depressed. No, I trust her, and I trust every single one of my friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if that's ever like, happened to me, I don't know who I would trust anymore. Like,
would you still keep them as a friend, or would you just drop them?
I would drop them immediately.
So what do you think would happen with Call Me Carson and Fitz? Do you think they would still be able to be friends? Or
I think they would still be friends in a way, but I don't think their friendship would ever be the same again after that.
Yeah.
But I do feel like they could be friends again, but, you know, they would just not talk to each other as much.
Because, like, let's say they go to a party, right? Mm-hmm. And they see each other. Of course, they're both going to, like, one of them is going to be like, this guy fucked my girlfriend. And the other one is like, holy shit, I fucked his girlfriend. And, like, it would definitely be a weird situation to be in. Like, hanging out with the dude that fucked your girlfriend while you were dating.
Yeah.
Like, when I found about that, it really shocked me. Like, really shocked me.
Yeah. Well, is it on Reddit? Is it, like, all over Reddit or Twitter? Because if it's all over Twitter, yeah, I've definitely never heard of it. Because I do not go on Twitter. If it was on Reddit,
no,
I haven't gone on Reddit lately.
It was on Drama Alert.
Yeah.
The Gnome.
No, I have not heard about it at all.
Yeah. I don't think they would, like, publicly announce it, like, oh, this guy fucked my girlfriend. Like, I think they obviously want to keep it in private.
Yeah. Unless one of them just decides, you know what? No, I feel like the public should know.
Well, yeah, because
there's no way around it. It's always going to somehow pop out. Ariana Grande has sex tapes, apparently, which I think were supposed to be private, but got out in the world. So someone's going to say something, and it's going to go viral.
I don't think Fitz would be, like, the type to – obviously, I don't know the guy. He's a YouTuber. I watch him every now and then when he posts. But he doesn't seem like the guy to be like, call me Carson lied. Here's the facts. And, like, make a serious video like that.
Yeah.
I don't think is the type to do that either. So, like, it's a weird situation.
And now here's what I also think. What does everyone else think? Like Swagger Souls, Raccoon Eggs. Everyone else think about this situation? Because I'm pretty sure they know as well.
But
I wonder how they feel on this situation.
I think they would. I don't know. I don't know them. I don't know what they think. They haven't said anything publicly. But, like, okay, let's use you as an example.
Yeah.
Let's say your girlfriend hooks up with one of our friends, both of our friends. I personally would be on your side, because what he did, that's totally fucked.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
Because if I was them, I would be on Carson's side.
Yeah.
As far as I know, Carson's a good guy. He seems like a good guy.
Yeah, I think Fitz is a good guy too. I think he just made a mistake. But like, of course, it was a big mistake. Here's something else to talk about. Personally, I don't understand how people can cheat.
Why? What would go through your mind to cheat? Unless you're like one of those, oh, I must get them back people. Like, oh, they cheated on me? Huh? I'll cheat on them back.
Well, then, let's say the boyfriend, or let's say the friend of the girlfriend goes like, oh, your boyfriend is cheating on you. I would want the girlfriend to talk to me about that.
Like, I would want to know what's on their mind. Why? What can I do to change? What?
No, not like that. I mean, like, if I'm dating someone, and you know how, like, there's always that one friend that's, like, the girlfriend's friend, but, like, not your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, let's say the friend tells the girlfriend, like, oh, he's cheating on you. Personally, I would want the girlfriend to come and talk to me, like, hey, are you actually cheating on me?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want them, like, let's say I wasn't cheating on you, and they just jump to conclusions, and they're like, oh, fine, I'll cheat on him with Brad Pitt over here. I want a conversation to, like, clear everything up. Like, if I heard you're cheating on me, I'm not just gonna be like, oh, you're cheating on me. Oh, well, here, let me date fucking Black Widow or some fucking other person.
Yeah, because like, you don't want to jump to conclusions. You always want to check and make sure. It's never good to jump to conclusions. You have to check.
You hear that? You hear that, ladies? You hear that, ladies?
Yeah, don't just go, oh, you're cheating on me without ever confirming it. Because the guy, most of the time, it's not the guy. It's the girl, because they jump to conclusions. Going, oh, you're cheating on me? The guy would go, huh? Wait, huh? Where did this come from? And the girl would just go, like, nah, Brad Pitt over here. Bro, he's looking sexy. Mwah. Come here, girl. Oh, God. Wait, hang on. Let me reply that. You're cheating on me. Brad Pitt over here looking kind of sexy. Come here, big boy. And then the guy was just going, what the hell did I do? Because they don't know what they did other than they're being assumed of cheating.
Yeah.
And I think that's just really stupid that they just jump to conclusions like that. I mean, sometimes I jump to conclusions too, but
I think that's everyone. I didn't mean to like just like fucking specify like, oh, women always jump to conclusions.
Obviously, guys, everyone, guys, awesome.
Everyone jumps to conclusions. Everyone.
I do it sometimes, but I'm not jumping to conclusions like, oh, bro, like, I was drunk at a party and you sucked my pee-pee. What's up with that?
I can jump to conclusions. I just won't act on them.
Yeah, like, but it'll just bottle up inside you and you want to talk to them about it, but at the same time, you feel like it's just going to be an awkward conversation.
No, I think I would talk to them. Like, if I jump to conclusions, like, oh, you're cheating on me? You know what? Fine, I'll go date that other person. Like, I wouldn't do that. I would, like, think about it and talk to them instead of actually, like, going out and doing what I'm thinking.
Yeah, or, like, because me, I'll jump to conclusions, but I will not do anything about it. Because number one, I get too scared to ask because I don't know how I would ask. So I'll just sit there and I won't ever talk about it. But then sooner or later, I completely forget about it. And then they say, oh, I did this that I concluded them of doing. And then I'm like, oh, well,
I
yikes.
knew it.
I knew it the whole time, but never did anything about it.
Yeah.
That's why I never really like jumping to conclusions. I like getting my facts. I like asking people about that certain type of situation, like, did this actually happen? And get like statistics out. Okay, this many people said no, this many people said yes. Whichever weighs more is the answer. So like if it weighs more towards the no, it didn't happen. If it weighed more towards the yes, it happened. So I always go off to statistics of what people said.
I'm gonna go take a piss. You keep fucking thinking of stuff and just keep talking. Like,
Don't like talking to myself, though.
well, you wouldn't be talking to yourself. We have a whole audience. We have
But that's true, but I can't really interact with them. You know, go take your little tinkle. I'll think of some ideas.
Or just like fucking, I don't know, man. You just keep this conversation rolling. I gotta go take a wee.
Yeah, I always go off statistics.
Hey, are you bored? Are you spending quarantine all day inside with no social interaction? Why don't you just download Anchor and make a podcast with your boys, or gals, or whatever you identify as? You guys should download Anchor. I love Anchor. I love doing this podcast with me and my friends, and I think you guys will enjoy it. It's really fun. So download Anchor. Just look it up in the App Store or go to anchor.fm. This part isn't sponsored. Just filling up time while I go take a piss in during this recording. Cody didn't have anything to talk about. Well, he did. He just asked me to cut this out. Just don't spend your whole quarantine time alone with no social interaction. Talk to people. This is Anchor is the easiest way, and maybe you guys can have something with a future with this. I don't know. I want to keep this going, and we sure will with Anchor. So thank you, Anchor. And we should get back to the podcast in 3, 2, 1, and 0. That's why men are better than women.
Okay, so we should move on to another topic.
Yeah. Have you thought of
Games.
anything?
Video games.
Game?
Yeah. Like
Cool. What
I'm
about?
thinking more like the evolution of games.
Oh, yeah. So like how much video games have like gotten better?
Yeah, like, because video games have gone a very long way. And yeah, it's quite obvious. Because there's some people in 1992 seeing 16-bit graphics going, dude, these are godly graphics. You have people in 2020 where we have amazing graphical games. Example.
That literally like real life and
Doom Eternal. There's another game, I'm not sure if this is well known, Infamous Second Son. Shadowing and the rendering on that game is just amazing. And people are so picky nowadays about graphics. It'll literally look like it's real life. You're looking outside and it looks like the real thing, but better because now we have HDR and ray tracing. So it just looks better. And then people are going, eh, could use some improvement. And
Well, like obviously graphics and stuff are going to get better every like year and
I
stuff.
don't see how it could now.
At some point, virtual reality would like be like everywhere. Literally everywhere.
It already is everywhere, but what I'm saying is, how could graphics get better because look at
Like,
what we have now. It's amazing.
what I mean is like virtual reality is literally like the next step in video games. 'Cause like right now virtual reality graphics are like a good like 2013 graphics, sort of. Some are good, some are eh.
Yeah.
But like obviously in the future, once you put on like a virtual reality headset, you're literally gonna feel like you're right there.
Like you're immersed into that world.
Yeah, there's literally gonna be a point in rea where like you won't know where like what's reality. Like
Yeah.
at some point, virtual reality won't even need controllers. Like you could literally like just use your hands.
But how would that work though? Like sensor?
I guess sensors, something.
Like the Wii?
Yeah, or some like you know how like the you use the controllers to like walk and run and stuff.
Yeah.
There could be a point where it's like you're standing on a pad or something, and so like you walk in place or you run in place, and like you could just touch everything with your hands.
That would be amazing. I would spend my life savings on that. Well, not my life savings, but I would gladly spend however much it is, because I feel like that would be amazing. 'Cause we have amazing consoles. We have gaming computers, which basically a lot of people use. We have PS4, we have Xbox, which is PS4 is better. But we have amazing stuff out there. But I feel like people have to argue on which one's better. Personally, I think PS4 and PC are superior in every way.
Yeah, out of my ex I've had experience with both consoles. In my opinion, it's my opinion. I don't care what you say. I think PS4 is better.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's some people that think Xbox better. Cool, go ahead. Good
Yeah,
for you.
it doesn't matter what you play as long as you have fun.
And
However, I'll say that, but then I'll literally get into an argument with people on which one's better.
yeah, because
And then
it's
the
fun.
next day, I realize, what did I just say? That's
It's funny to
very
argue.
hypocritical.
I've gotten into plenty of like arguments in like Instagram comments and stuff. It's fun to argue, but at the end of the day, it's their opinion. They can have whatever they want, like
Yeah.
whatever they. I've gotten into a arg like a argument with a Logan Paul supporter.
Ooh, yikes.
I won't lie. I won't lie. I, in my past, I liked to watch Logan Paul. Like, I was a fan of his. After the whole suicide thing, I'm like, eh.
No, that's it. That there's no more of that.
Recently, though, I won't lie. I won't lie. I'll give credit when it's due. Logan Paul's content recently is pretty good. It's basically like David Dobrik's, if you know who that is.
No.
His content is, I think it's getting so much better. Besides that, besides the point, I'm not gonna suck Logan Paul's dick because I'm not homo. Nothing wrong with that. Anyways, I got into this argument with a Logan Paul supporter. We like argued back and forth. This was like during school as well, so like me and Jesse and some other friends, we were like thinking of things to say, and he found their account, so he would like be like he told them to say more than you have, like just say more than you, and he told me to keep asking her how many chromosomes do you have. And so I would keep asking it. She would like keep avoiding the question. And then he like told her to say that. So she said that. So that if you're a nerd, you know that if you have more chromosomes, that means you're kind of dumb.
I thought it was if you had less, you were retarded.
No, I think it's I think it's when you have more. I'm not sure. Okay, whatever. It's a stupid argument. It's done in the past, whatever.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about something else. Oh shit, what the fuck? Okay. I just poured water all over myself. You're a Marvel fan, right? Like,
oh, I love Marvel.
Yeah. So,
however, I have like a couple of favorite DC characters.
My only favorite DC movie is Joker, hands down.
Yeah, my favorite characters from the DC universe is the Batman Who Laughs. Look him up. He's actually a real character. Joker and Batman. Those are my three favorite. But yeah, my favorite movie from them is also Joker. Joker is an amazing movie. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It really opened my eyes about like how society is nowadays.
Society.
Yeah, and that's what the movie was based off about, like how society has gone straight to the trash.
Yeah.
And how no one's considerate anymore.
I like how it was based in the past, and yet it represents a lot about modern time, like now.
Yes, and I loved it. It was an amazing movie.
Amazing movie. I enjoyed everything. I liked the characters. I liked everything. However,
there were some parts that really confused me because I watched The Dark Knight yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Batman's story in that one is Joker's story in that one is different. So the Joker story in The Darkest Night was he had daddy issues. His dad literally carved a smile in his face. And then the Joker movie, he was thrown into society. Comic book Joker, he was thrown into some toxic chemicals, and that made him what he is today.
No, in the Joker in the Joker movie, his problem was that like he had mental issues and stuff, but his adoptive parents like abused him, like his dad,
his son, him
to like next to a radiator and stuff.
Yeah.
But besides that, I didn't want to talk about that. I wanted to talk about. I wanted to know your opinions on Avengers Infinity War versus Avengers Endgame.
Infinity War was...
Yeah.
Infinity War was an amazing movie. Endgame, I have Disney Plus, but I never got around to Infinity War. Endgame.
So you have...
Something that weirds me out, not really weirds me, but is kind of strange to me is that Disney Plus owns Marvel, has every Marvel movie on there.
Not
doesn't. It owns Marvel.
No, it owns a portion.
It got it off Stan Lee.
Huh?
Stan Lee sold it to them. He still like wrote the storyline, but Disney owned it.
No. They own portions of Marvel. Like, they own a bunch of characters. They don't own, like, a bunch of Spider-Man-related characters. They don't own Spider-Man either. That's all owned by Sony. They're like, because, like, last year, I'm pretty sure that was that whole, like, scandal. Not scandal. That whole discussion where, like, Sony wanted to take Spider-Man back away from the MCU.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I wasn't really paying it. I spaced out. Can you repeat that, please?
Disney doesn't own all of Marvel. Disney owns a really good portion of Marvel, but other companies like Sony, owns like Spider-Man related characters and Spider-Man himself. So like they're sharing Spider-Man, but Sony is trying to like introduce like their characters in like the MCU. Recently, Disney bought Fox, And I think Disney bought back Hulk from Universal Studios. I'm not sure. So I wanted to ask, have you seen, you haven't, have you seen Endgame?
I've gotten, I haven't gotten past the beginning. But so far I'm enjoying it, but I want to get around to that movie and finish it.
Yeah.
But I have heard enough spoilers to the point of where I know what's happening. So.
Yeah. I wanted to discuss because in my opinion, I think Infinity War was better. It's
Than Joker?
Huh?
Than Joker?
No, than Endgame.
Oh. Oh, Infinity War is better?
Yeah, huh. I think Infinity War was better.
Don't really have an opinion. Yeah. Infinity War was really good, though.
I really liked Infinity War more because if you're like Cody, spoiler alert, I think the directors and everyone, they wanted to exceed everyone's expectations. And I think they overdid it a bit too much.
An Endgame?
Yeah, I'm fine with the ending and everything. I just feel like it could have been more jam-packed. Cause I
could have been. Could have. It was good, but I feel like they tried too hard.
Yeah.
Is basically what you're saying.
Basically, especially towards the end. I'm not a big fan when superhero movies do this dark scene, emotionally, but viewing wise, it's all gray and ashy and dark. I'm not a big fan of that. And literally the last 30 minutes of Endgame was all that. Cause in Infinity War, it was bright and everything. Most parts were bright and everything. And everything kept moving. They all had one goal, and it was to stop Thanos. And it's just weird. I personally enjoyed Infinity War more.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like Thanos just popped out of nowhere.
Well, Thanos has been in the MCU for... He's been in the MCU since the first Avengers.
I guess that too. But I haven't seen any of the Avengers movies. However, I do prefer Marvel over DC.
Yeah.
But I haven't really heard of Thanos until Infinity War, and I've seen the memes. Oh my god, the memes of it. But since I never really was all big on superheroes and didn't really pay attention, I felt like Thanos was just out of nowhere. Because, like I said, I haven't really paid much attention to them.
Yeah, just to get you caught up, he was like post-credit scene of the first Avengers, post-credit scene of the second Avengers, and he was in a bit of Guardians of the Galaxy. So that's really where he showed up the most. I don't think he really showed up anywhere else. But anyways, do you want to end it here or do you? Because Jesse wasn't here. He never showed up. But we could make this.
I feel like we should end it here. We should let's see if we can try to get Jesse in tomorrow. I mean, not tomorrow, next week.
Yeah.
Could you edit out the part where I was kind of talking to myself? When you were taking a tinkle,
I'll see what I could do.
Okay.
But to the probably five people that listen to this, I think we're all sorry that this came out late. Oh fuck! Before this ends, I got a request from one of our hopeful listeners, for a good dad joke. You want this dad joke?
Oh no, please. Oh Jesus.
Fine.
God.
No. I gotta go find it. Okay. I'll find it. You. Okay, I got it. I got.
Oh God.
Okay, you guys ready? You guys ready? You better tuck your seatbelts in if you're listening to this in the car. I got. Shut the fuck. Okay. I got fired from the Cal. Fuck. Redo. Okay. I got fired.
Bro, remix.
Shut the fuck. Okay. I got fired from the calendars factory. So that way the grass could cut itself. Anyways, thanks for listening to the Bruh Detection Hotline. We are trying to do this weekly. Just a lot of things happened. A lot of things happened with Cody, I think, and Jesse is trying to fix his sleeping schedule. So we'll try to get this next week. And make sure you download Anchor. And wash
your hands. Yes, Anchor is our sponsor, and we would like to thank them.
Wash your hands. Wash your goddamn hands.
Practice social distancing and stay home.
You fucking introverts. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.